This is the CBS World News Roundup. Investigators probe whether a backup pilot was at the controls when Egypt Air 990 plunged into the sea.
I'm Jim Axelrod in San Juan, Puerto Rico, where Hurricane Lenny is making an unprecedented storm track.
Clouds blot out the Leonid meteor shower in much of the east, but it puts on some show in the Midwest.
It was just spectacular.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. Hoping to unravel the mystery of Egypt Air 990's fatal plunge into the ocean, investigators are trying to determine whether a backup pilot was at the controls alone in the cockpit when the aircraft went into its death dive. The National Transportation Safety Board has deferred turning over the probe to the FBI at Egypt's request, as we hear from CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi in Cairo.
No one will say it officially, but speaking off the record, Egypt Air sources told CBS News there is concern that a U.S.-dominated investigation of the crash will produce what one called a version that suits only the Americans. Among the doubters is Mohammed Al-Habashi, brother of the captain of the ill-fated Flight 990.
Until now, no facts about TWA, no facts about Swissair.
Sending their own high-level officials to be part of the investigation is a response by the Egyptians to what is being called here the movie scenario, a version of events that is more dramatic than factual. The Egyptians want their own interpreters to listen to the voice on the cockpit recorder saying what appears to be a prayer. The concern is that Americans will see it as implying religious fanaticism, while in fact it would be done by any religious Muslim facing the prospect of imminent death. The name of God, believers say, could not be used by someone who is about to commit the sins of suicide and murder. And whatever the outcome of this investigation, there is already a growing conviction here that the real truth will never be known. Alan Pizzi, CBS News, Cairo.
Top steady winds now around 135 miles an hour, and Hurricane Lenny's been upgraded to a Category 4 storm as it blows west to east, moving to within 100 miles of Puerto Rico. We talked with CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod in San Juan.
Current storm tracks show that Lenny may be tracking east of Puerto Rico, more on target for the Virgin Islands. But this is a dangerous storm.
What's the forecast insofar as gaining or losing strength is concerned?
Well, it continues to motor through the Caribbean. The big concern this point, as far as the strength of this storm, is that it'll dump some rain. Somewhere near maybe 10 to 20 inches of rain could still hit Puerto Rico, even though it won't sustain a direct hit. So flooding, mudslides, landslides, that kind of thing, a major concern here.
A cloud curtain meant East Coasters couldn't see the big sky show last night, but to Glenn Penquit in Dayton and many another Midwesterner, the Leonid meteor shower put on quite a display.
Just brilliant different colors, orange and red and just blue.
They were coming so fast he couldn't even keep track of them.
It was like a row of them. It was like boom, boom. They were real bright and they started burning out from the end to the front. It was just unreal. Just spectacular.
Craig Woodall, an air traffic controller at the Cincinnati airport, was so impressed he gave a heads up to pilots.
We were telling all the planes, we were telling them to look off their left and look off their right, you know, to look up, because it's something we've never seen, you know, especially something that big and that bright.
This year's Leonids, at the peak of their 33-year cycle, will do it again tonight. Cheers as searchers complete a miracle rescue 4 days after Turkey's latest big earthquake. Reporter Jessica Lutz has the story.
Around midnight, rescue workers in the town of Düzce found signs of life under a pile of rubble that had been a seven-story building. After 3.5 hours of digging while rain poured down, they pulled out 42-year-old Sefa Çebece. The wounded woman, who suffered from hypothermia after being buried for 4 days, was first brought to a local hospital and then flown by helicopter to Istanbul for treatment. Jessica Lutz, CBS News, Istanbul.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
KNX 1070, Los Angeles.
The following is a paid announcement.
The Internet's growing, and new cable technology is about to bring you exciting new choices. For the first time, a new choice in local phone service. Lower monthly phone bills, better cable TV, and a faster, easier Internet connection that doesn't tie up your phone line. More choices, lower prices. Yet local phone monopolies PacBell and GTE and Internet giant AOL want government to jump in and regulate the Internet, to slow things down and keep you from having these new choices. Are they afraid of competition? Fortunately, the FCC and the LA Information Technology Agency have both found that no regulation of the Internet at this time is best for consumers. And more than 65,000 Californians have signed a petition to keep the Internet unregulated. We're Southern California Hands Off the Internet, and we've paid for this message. Join us to keep the Internet unregulated. Call toll-free 1-888-903-2423. Let consumers decide.
How safe is the stuff you might buy at a thrift store? Not very, according to a government study. We hear about it live from CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv.
These used products are cheap but can be dangerous, as Ann Brown, head of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, showing CBS News.
Little children's outerwear with strings. Manufacturers no longer manufacture with strings. Children can get these caught in school bus doors or in playground equipment, and they can strangle.
And hair dryers, halogen lamps, cribs, and other baby equipment that now are made to be safer. The commission over the years has had some of these items recalled.
We need to have the thrift stores know about these kinds of things and consumers to know.
The Salvation Army and Goodwill say they're doing all they can. Live in Washington, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Jesse Jackson goes to jail briefly, but the standoff with school officials in Decatur, Illinois, over students expelled for fighting at a football game persists.
We want an even playing field. One set of the rules.
Jackson spoke to a rally last night after his arrest while leading a protest at Eisenhower High School and promises more demonstrations in the days ahead. School Board Superintendent Kenneth Arndt says the impasse is disrupting education.
I respectfully ask Reverend Jackson to please allow our teachers to do the jobs that we've asked them to do. And with all this intense media attention, is next to impossible.
Jury could get the case against Sean Berry in Jasper, Texas today. The third white man charged with dragging a black man to his death testified yesterday he did not take part in the beating of James Byrd Jr. He could get the death penalty if convicted. The other two defendants already have. It was President Clinton the tourist today as his visit to Turkey continues. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is there.
With only the sound of birds and a tour guide breaking the silence, the president and his family walked slowly down the marble-paved street of the excavated ancient city of Ephesus. Some 200 miles south of Istanbul, the city dates back to the 10th century BC, and the ruins reflect Greek, Persian, and Roman influences. The president was clearly in awe, asked what he thought, he whispered the word amazing. The Clintons also visited the house in which it's believed that Virgin Mary spent the last years of her life after the death of Christ. Mark Noller, CBS News, Seljuk, Turkey.
Pope John Paul is going to the Holy Land in March. The Vatican provides few details about the long-awaited trip, although it did say the Pope was invited by both the Israelis and the Palestinians. Best showing in 4 months for the Consumer Price Index. It rose a slender 0.2 points in October, paced by a decline in gasoline and other energy prices. So far this year, the index has been going up at an annual rate of 2.8%, compared with a 1.6% increase last year. On Wall Street in the early going, the Dow Industrials down more than 14 points. The Nasdaq Composite is up 26. It's 8 minutes after.
You're listening to KNX 1070.
Buying a new roof is a major investment, yet many people choose to gamble by simply choosing the contractor with the lowest bid. Hi, folks. Chick here with Champion Roofs. Don't speculate with your roof. Get a sure thing. Protect your investment and have Champion Roofs install a quality roof of your choice. Champion is a certified installer of modified bitumen, as well as conventional fiberglass built-up systems. Champion maintains $1 million liability and auto insurance policy. We use only Champion employees and no subcontractors to install our new roofs. Selecting the right roof many times increases the value of your property. Champion Roofs has been re-roofing Southern California homes and commercial properties for the past 44 years, installing every kind of roofing product on the market, such as an Eagle lightweight tile roof, available in a high or low profile shake or slate look, with a wide array of colors to choose from. We offer convenient financing and one of the best transferable warranties in the business. And remember, folks, for a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, call Champion Roofs at 1-800-23-CHAMP. That's 1-800-23-CHAMP.
In Hugo, Oklahoma today, circus performers and circus lovers say goodbye to a man who was known by many as Mr. Circus.
We're just burying the last of the great showmen today.
The show must go on was the watchword for Doris Richard Miller, who started the Carson and Barnes Five-Ring Circus 62 years ago. Doyle Milson is the circus's general agent.
His feats will never, ever be duplicated again. He was one of a kind. He was the last of the P.T. Barnums of the world.
Miller died in September at age 83, but there was no time then for a proper funeral. So today, his casket will be drawn by six black horses as Miller is buried in his hometown. The circus had been Miller's life for 75 years.
His mother and dad took him there to McCook, Nebraska, to see his first circus. And that was where he saw his last one.
And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.